And here in this country, Americans are mobilizing to contribute to the relief effort. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates has this report.
As news of Sunday's massive tsunami washed over American households, the first reaction was shock to the almost incomprehensible scope of the devastation.
International relief teams are fanning out to start the massive recovery in southern Asia, where deadly tsunamis have now claimed more than 33,000 lives. More than half of
reports like that one from CNN have been the catalyst for an outpouring of assistance offers in this country. The phones of organizations such as Boston-based Oxfam America have been ringing virtually nonstop. Oxfam spokesman Mike Delaney has a succinct answer when he picks up the phone and hears, "How can I help?"
We basically have been really trying to let people know that the most effective way that they can help is by sending money.
Gail Newdorf, Deputy Emergency Director of CARE International, an Atlanta-based relief agency, says although Americans often offer material goods, financial contributions promote speedy assistance.
In the countries that are hardest hit, India, Sri Lanka, Thailand, Indonesia, we can purchase just about everything we need right there in country. And it's just much faster for us to just do that and be able to immediately send things up as soon as we have access or road access or air access into the people that need this.
Both Newdorf and Delaney say that relief efforts have to start with the basics. Oxfam America's Mike Delaney.
The first 15 days are always critical in terms of saving lives. And so our first focus in this flood has been with providing clean water.
Clean water, says CARE International's Gail Newdorf, is virtually non-existent at the moment. Many of the areas in the 10 countries affected rely on wells for fresh water supply. The wall of water that washed over countless villages polluted their wells with salt water. And once the waters receded, bodies of humans and animals and inanimate debris left these major sources of water unusable. That, says Newdorf, could lead to a second wave of deaths.
It's one of the most critical things in an emergency that you can often see people that are already vulnerable, sick, perhaps don't have good shelter or good food sources and are getting maybe a little bit low on energies can very, very easily be affected by waterborne disease, and then you have diarrhea or cholera outbreaks, which could kill just as many people as this waves and quakes actually did.
After water comes food, which may be shipped in or transferred from parts of each country not affected by the rising waters. In addition, every effort will be made, say both relief administrators, to bring in materials for temporary housing. Mike Delaney says housing is more than comfort, is critical to public health.
We try to avoid having people move into refugee situations so that the problem doesn't compound itself by having so many people crowded into small areas.
And relief workers themselves are not immune to the disastrous trauma. Again, Gail Newdorf.
Many of our staff have actually lost family members and their own homes, so it's a very personal situation for them. It always amazes me that they can get right out there and still be hard at work and trying to assist other people even when they are affected.
And it's something they'll all be living with for quite a long time. Oxfam America's Mike Delaney predicts relief efforts will need to continue for at least 2 years. CARE's Gail Newdorf can't fathom when services like those from her organization will no longer be required. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.